We are joined again on the green by contributor John Hurdle, who this week offers an update to a story he reported on previously, and with that reporting, some good news in regards efforts along the Brandywine to allow shad and other marine life to move up the Brandywine more and get back to places where they hadn't been for hundreds of years. John, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here on the green to tell us about this story this week.
Hi, Tom.
So let's start with what's being seen on the Brandywine right now. What are those who are watching this effort to take down the dams and allow shad and other things to move up the river seeing this spring?
Well, quite simply, they're seeing the fish return. And there are different species of fish, but the most prized are the shad, and they're prized because they're kind of they were previously present in local creeks and rivers in huge numbers, and so for example they became a significant source of food for colonial Americans, and so they have this. So the shad, that is the two species of shad, the American shad and hickory shad, both have some kind of a significance to historical significance to local people. So these are beginning to appear in the lower section of the Brandywine Creek for the first time since, well, probably a couple of hundred years since those early dams started to be constructed on the creek.
And your story notes that anglers fishing in that area confirm that things are picking up with the shad.
That's right. The advocates for this dam removal program predicted that as soon as the fish started moving up in significant numbers, then of course you would see anglers coming, and that has turned out to be the case. I took a visit down to the creek in the region of the now removed West Street Dam in Wilmington. That was on April 23rd. I talked to three anglers there, one of whom said that he'd already caught 12 shad just in the morning that he'd been there. And so they were all pretty excited about the idea of these fish becoming available again after such a long time.
This is a pretty quick indication of predictions that shad and more would return were actually on target. Is it surprising that it happened this quickly?
Well, it's not really a surprise, Tom. And there's evidence that when dams are removed, the physical barriers are removed that have prevented these fish from going upstream to their ancestral spawning grounds, then they return very quickly. And so local evidence is back in 2014, Revolutionary Era dam was removed from the White Clay Creek near Newark. And the following season, the fish started to appear. There's also been this experience in the Musconetcong River in northwestern New Jersey. The local watershed association there has been removing about half a dozen dams over the last 10 years. And their experience, too, is that as soon as the dams are removed, the fish return and they move as far upstream as they're able to get.
And I guess as you reported, the hope is this is not just going to be about shad and some of this other marine life, that there's other things that are expected to return along with it. What's expected to return along with these fish?
Well, I think that the most visible signs of the return of the fish accompanying them will be birds of prey, and one of the anglers that I talked to said that he'd never seen so many bald eagles and osprey on the creek, and of course, you know, they're simply just following the fish. And in fact, during my visit down there, when I was conducting interviews with some of these anglers and advocates, there was an osprey flying over the creek as if right on cue. So there was the evidence.
And it appears that, the return of the shad is also, as you kind of noted by these discussions with anglers who are already there, is actually drawing people back to the Brandywine. Is it likely the Brandywine is going to become a bigger draw because the fish and these other things are returning to it?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, if you consider that if there are birds of prey, and the fish will bring the birds of prey, and the birds of prey will probably bring bird watchers. And the advocates for this program are also the dam removal program are also saying that with fewer dams on the creek, that's going to make it easier for people who want to paddle their kayaks or their canoes in the creek, and potentially for others as well who simply want to get out into the countryside and find that it's a more inviting prospect.
Remind us where we are in the process of this dam removal effort. What's already happened and what's still to come?
Well, the big picture, Tom, is that 11 dams will eventually be removed from the Brandywine Creek. If and when that work is done, it will allow the fish to move up to their historic spawning grounds, which are in the Pennsylvania section of the creek. The only dam that has actually been fully removed so far is the one at West Street in Wilmington, and that came down late last year. So the fish flow that we've been seeing so far this spring is the first season when that's been possible to happen. So the plan for this year is to remove three more of the dams, and that will be dependent on the availability of funding. Advocates are hoping to get $490,000 from the federal government, and they're also hoping that sum will be matched by the state. But as of right now, the folks who are leading the charge here, called Brandywine Shad 2020, are cautiously optimistic on both those sources of funding.
And you also mentioned, just to kind of circle back to what is in the plans, some of these dams won't be completely taken out. Some of them are just going to be modified to allow fish to move through them without them actually being completely removed, right?
That's correct, yes. And the reason for that is that several of the dams are historic structures. That is, there are several of them near the Hagley Museum and Library that are historic structures. So they cannot be removed for that reason. And so there are different techniques that are being different mechanisms, if you like, that are going to be installed on those dams to allow the fish to get to the next upstream section of the creek.
So with the COVID-19 pandemic ongoing, does that create any roadblocks either logistically for doing some of this work or you mentioned the financial piece? Is that also kind of on shaky ground?
I think that the financial part of it is potentially a more of a problem. Speaking with one of the officials from the Brandywine Shad 2020, he said that even though they are relatively confident that they will be getting this federal and state funding, they're less confident that they will be able to attract donations from private foundations. Simply because many of those foundations are having to write a lot of checks right now to help COVID-related causes.
But I guess the overall story here is that things seem to be on the right track with this effort. And if so, does ultimately the Brandywine perhaps see something of both an environmental and recreational renaissance?
Well, that's certainly the hope of the advocates here. They see the removal of the dams as the final piece in the puzzle get rid of the different factors that reduced the population of the shad. throughout the since the dams were built. But the other major factors being water pollution, and that was addressed by the Federal Clean Water Act in 1972, and it's resulted in much cleaner water sources that allow these migratory fish to return. And the other point was overfishing, and the and that's been addressed by federal regulation. And so, with this with the dam removal, the advocates are saying that this will finish the process and create favorable conditions for these fish to return in significant numbers.
It's a fascinating story. I'm glad we've been following it all along and look forward to seeing what's next as more dams are removed. John Hurdle, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thank you for being with us on The Green this week.
You're welcome, Tom.